Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth back on the show. Diana is one of the great economists of our time. She's a former chief economist for the Department of Labor at the Reagan and the Bush 41 White Houses and administration. She is currently managing the economics21.org website for the Manhattan Institute. She's the author of a number of books, including Regulating to Disaster, Disinherited, and Women's Figures. And she's our good friend, Diana Furchtgott-Roth. Welcome back.
It's great to be with you, Jim.
And she's also the mother of six. And so what all the thing with raising a big family and all the hard work she does, she's one of the people we admire most around here. Diana, thanks again. I'm glad you're here. So big news this week from the White House on reversing some environmental things that the Obama administration did, including Mr. Trump putting our coal miners back to work.
Exactly, yes. So what Mr. Trump said he was going to do was review the Clean Power Plan analysis. The Clean Power Plan would have resulted in utilities being required to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide emissions to two-thirds of 2005 levels by 2030.
It shut down a bunch of power plants across the country.
Exactly, yes.
I know where some of them are.
Right, exactly, yes. So he's going to review that rule. And what I wrote was problems with EPA's cost-benefit analysis.
Now, this is the Obama's EPA.
Exactly. The Obama's EPA. So the Obama EPA, and when any agency puts out a rule, it's required to measure the costs and measure the benefits. And then if the costs are smaller than the benefits, then the rule is allowed to go forward. But what I showed in my article up on economics21.org today is how they twisted this cost-benefit analysis by making the benefits bigger and the cost smaller.
Well, they fabricated.
Well, they took 500 pages, so 500 pages of misleading analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different problems with it. For example, it justifies the problem, getting rid of carbon, not by getting rid of carbon, but by associated reductions in other chemicals such as particulates or sulfur oxides or nitrogen oxides that have their own set of rules. So what EPA is effectively saying is that we should have lower rules for these other substances without even doing a cost-benefit analysis for them.
Mm-hmm. See,
then another thing they do is they double-count health benefits.
Right.
So if you reduce particulates, and that's a benefit of reducing mercury, which is a previous rule, you cannot count those same benefits as a benefit of reducing carbon or as a benefit of reducing ozone.
This is dishonesty at the executive level, Diana, and the reason I want to stick something in here that's not associated with the environment, but associated with education. Do you know what they did with the private colleges? How they changed the rules? And the reason I'm bringing this up is this is a condition of the Obama administration. They falsified the performance of these federal government run schools to make their numbers look better than the private schools, and a bunch of private schools had to close up.
Exactly. So they're justifying these rules basically by falsifying the numbers.
Yes.
So if you look at the benefits from reducing carbon dioxide, a lot of the benefits are from reducing asthma. But our air has been improving since 1980.
Right.
The number of children with asthma has been going up. So cleaner air does not seem to be associated with reductions in asthma. Probably asthma is increasing because obesity is increasing.
Right.
Not because of the air, which has been steadily getting cleaner.
So they take they look for ways to justify their assumptions, wherever
well, exactly.
they can find
and I'm just talking about the benefits. Now, there's also the cost. Can you believe that you passed a rule limiting carbon dioxide and you don't account for future increases in electricity prices?
Right.
They didn't even account for the fact that electricity prices would go up and that this results in a decline in economic activity.
Now, well, they didn't want that because that didn't that took away from their argument. And so, folks, the bottom line here, folks, is when you see the Trump administration unwinding some of these things, you know, take all of the things Diana Furstgott-Roth is telling you.
Right. Unwinding
her analysis,
is a good idea.
Her analysis is telling you that he needs to be doing these things.
Right.
And for one thing, America has got the cleanest coal in the in the world. We should be exporting
right.
our coal to China and places like that who don't have clean coal and keeping our miners at work. Quick break, right back with Diana Furstgott-Roth. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.